morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to see all of you out in the house of the Lord this morning on this beautiful, cool day. But thank God it's not as cold as it has been. Not as cold as it's going to get either, sounds like. So just stay in, stay warm if you can. We thank the Lord for all of His blessings allowing us to be here today in God's house. If you will, get your white hymn book. Turn to page number 371. 371 in the white. One stand and sing. Leaning on the everlasting arms, I'm glad I have someone who can hold me up in my times of despair, my times of trouble, that God is always there with His everlasting arms to hold us and to lead us, and thank God He is everywhere present and nowhere absent. Hope everyone brought your Christmas boxes this morning for Operation Christmas Child. We have a few that's up here on the table, on the pew. If you have yours, if you want to place that on the front pew after church, please do so. We will be taking those down in the morning. So if you didn't get yours, if you know somebody with the key to the church and you'd like to bring it up this afternoon, just contact someone and they'll come open up and you can put it in the pile to go down there tomorrow. So remember this. Also, Dan needs help on November the 19th, which is on Wednesday, to help with packing the boxes and things down there at the Methodist Church, where they're all gathering in the boxes together there to go up to Samaritan's Purse. So if anyone can work on the 19th, please let us know, and I'm sure they would appreciate the help. So remember that. Remember also that it's good to see Sister Shirley come in, and she's getting rid of them collector's items that Stan said she had thought was collecting. He called them Vernon Bradley bags, but those drains, she's down to just one now, and we're thankful for that. So continue to pray for her. God continue to strengthen her. Good to have them back in church. They've been gone for quite a while. And anyone else that's been sick, not been here, we're glad you're back with us today. Continue to pray that God continue to strengthen them. Good to see Phil. Different ones we've been praying for, just God continue to strengthen each one. And we're glad to see people in recovery. Remember, Sister Jean, she'll be going tomorrow for a biopsy there on her thyroid. So let's keep her in our prayers. Brother Jean's Evans's aneurysm had shrunk a little bit, so just keep praying. As he goes back the next time, it'll even be smaller. Continue to keep him in your prayers. And all the ones that we've been praying for, continue to remember Sister Lucy. Her spot is very tiny on her kidney, they say, and they want to wait till it gets a little larger before they do surgery on it. So keep her in your prayers, and the shingles, and everything that's been going on with her, just keep lifting her up in prayer. And pray for those that was hurt up there at AEV the other day in the accident, and called to check on Donnie to make sure he didn't get hurt, and Johnny Jones and ones that work up there that I know. So everybody was safe there, but there was some guys that got hurt, so let's keep them in our prayers. Remember all of our armed service men and women everywhere, that God will watch over and protect them. And remember the church always, and remember one another. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer this morning? Let's remember Mabel Black in our prayers, and Meg. She's got 4 weeks to go, and our other expectant mothers that we've been praying for, God would watch over them.
And remember Aiden. He's been sick. Well, never been sick much, but he's got a fever and a cough, so remember him.
Let's remember Aiden also. Good to see Boy Man back this week. He's had bronchitis this past week, so keep him in your prayers also. So let's remember all the guys that's out west. Remember them guys as they come back. So let's continue to remember Noah. He has a genetic disease there that's taking his strength and mobility away from him slowly. So just keep him in your prayers. Anyone else? So let's remember Cody Miller. He has spent some time in Jordan, is back here on American soil. So continue to remember him. Not exactly sure what he does because he can't tell nobody. So he's in the military. So
Benny Weaver.
Let's remember this. Anyone else? Remember Holden and Stephen this week as they go back for checkups. Any others? Yes. Good to see Phil back with us. So let's remember this request. By uplifted hand. Anyone that can and will, please come to the altar for prayer. Randy Sturgill, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please? Amen. And pray for the choir. Well, pray for the leader today. He's not here. And the other one's not here. And so it leaves it to me. So y'all really pray for me. Which one y'all want to do first? Which one's on the board?
We're doing Mighty to Save.
Mighty to Save first. Okay. Mighty to Save first.
Thank you. Where all is peace and joy and love.
Brother Philip, would you ask a blessing on the offering this morning?
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be in your house once again. Lord, we're thankful for the week you've given us. We thank you for your love. And amen.
Amen. Also remember, they are taking up food collections for the holiday meals that we'll be serving. Usually do it for Thanksgiving, but this year it's going to be more toward Christmas and they're going to be delivered. So remember this, and our box is in the hallway. For the boys and girls, they are having a competition to see which one can collect the most food. So whoever you'd like to help out, please do so. And just be generous and fill up both boxes. It'd be greatly appreciated. So the people that's going to be receiving the meals are going to be the ones that win. So we're thankful for this and having a mission heart. We want to make sure people have food for this winter, for this season that we're coming into, for giving thanks. So keep this on your prayer list and come out and help us with that. Also, the last Sunday of the month, the fifth Sunday, we will be having the Marshall Brothers at Higher Road. I think Higher Road will be here to sing at night at 6 o'clock. So remember this. Be much in prayer. Come out. Be with us if you can. Everyone stand to your feet. Welcome each other to church this morning. Olivia will holler to you to let you know. We are looking for workers to be in the nursery class for church service, because we've got some little ones coming along. And sometimes they get a little unruly and parents like to take them out. But if you want to work in the nursery class there to help out with them, please, there's, I think, a sign-up sheet on the back table for this as well, to be able to help there. If you'd like to help, we greatly appreciate the help there. But we appreciate all of our young ones that's in church. It's so good to see them growing up and walking, and little Griffin walking, and Olivia, and the different ones. And pretty soon we're going to have more coming on. And little Kenley was here last week, and they're growing so much and so quick, it's just hard to believe how much they're growing. But we're thankful for it, and keep praying for those that's coming along to come in. Yeah, we know you're here, buddy. It's good to have you here and good to hear those voices. That's the life of the church, to hear those little voices speaking out, and I thank God for them. Y'all pray for me today, because it's my turn to sing, too. So it may be horse time it comes to preach. It may be a short service, and all the church said,
amen.
Okay, so we'll get that out of the way. I'll remember that. But anyway, no, I will just do what the Lord lays on our heart. And, it'd be good if I didn't have to preach today. If God moves your heart to testify, then testify. Preacher don't always have to preach for service to happen. God's Spirit's moving. Preacher needs to sometimes get out of the way and let God just work. So if God lays a testimony on your heart, you feel free to share it with us. I know God will appreciate you being obedient. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. When through the wood and forest glade I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on that cross my burdens gladly bearing he bled and died and took away my sin. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 this morning. Do remember the Christmas program also will be the second Sunday night in December. Starting on November the 22nd, they will also be having play practice on Sunday evenings as well. So let's keep this in prayer, the practice on Wednesday night, and then we'll start practicing on Sunday afternoons on the 22nd. So we'll keep this in your thoughts and minds, put it on your calendars. So no one's surprised whenever it comes time and you have to be here again. So we're looking forward to this, and do remember to help us with the Christmas meals, the Thanksgiving meals that we are taking up food for. We appreciate that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, we have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Let me tell you today, with things that's going on in America and across the world, it's going to be one day God is going to say it's enough, and he's coming as a thief in the night to call his people out of this world of trouble. Thank God this is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm going through a dress rehearsal to get ready to go home. Me and Vera was talking back there. She's talking about her eyes and asking me if I knew anything about eye problems. Of course, everybody knows we know all about them. But let me tell you, we said that when we can see, we'll know we're home. Thank God that when we can see like God intends us for us to see in that glorified body, to stand in his presence, to see him, thank God I'm going to be stole away from this earth, stole out of Satan's hand where he can't bother me any longer, and taken home to be with God. Thank God he is coming to get that he has redeemed through his precious blood. I have a seal that says I'm his this morning. Do you have that seal? Let me tell you, don't worry about the day he's coming. Just know he's coming and be ready today, because tomorrow might be too late. With the events that's taking place in the world, with Israel being the timepiece to look to, and the events that's taking place in the Middle East, all those countries that's on the promised land that God give Israel, let me tell you, and them coming against them as they're promoting Islam, let me tell you, I've told you this before, I'm going to tell you again, it's not a sister religion to Christianity. Christ teaches love, Islam teaches hate. You can't compare them, you can't put them together, you can't say they come from the same place, because they teach totally the opposite of one another. God teaches His love. He loved humanity enough that He sent Jesus to come and bleed and die, that one day He could come and get us again. Thank God He come once and put His foot on the earth to come as the Messiah that would go to the cross and give His life. He's coming again in the air to call His children. He won't set foot on the ground at that time. That's not the second coming. But the second coming is when He comes in the clouds of victory, riding on a white horse with His vesture dipped in blood, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords written on His thighs. He's coming back again to be victorious over all sin, over all nations of the world. You don't believe it, you turn to the back of the book. Satan's been defeated. He is no longer going to be in power. He just has this earth for a little while, and He is raging today. That's why we have to have more law enforcement. That's why we have to have them patrolling to catch those people that are out breaking the law. We see people today that their mind is on evil continually. They keep coming up with new drugs. Who in the world would sit around and figure out to sniff some kind of cooking spice to get a buzz? Whenever I got buzzed, I grabbed a hold of 110, didn't know it wasn't off. And it gave me a buzz. I didn't want no more. It held on to me for a while. And it hurt. But they're looking for that high, that one more thing that they can get a little bit higher on, and they never can get back to that high, and they keep looking. Let me tell you, try Jesus. You'll find something you won't ever want to give up. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Let me tell you, all these people keep making all these trips trying to bring peace between the warring countries. It ain't going to happen if Jesus don't do it and they won't submit to Him. They're not going to listen to the heads of state that go there and say, y'all just get along. It ain't going to work out. And we sure ain't going to get peace by telling Israel, you need to back up and relax on your borders. What we need to be telling them is, we're behind you. We need to take back what God's already given you. But let me tell you, peace and safety, we're not going to have peace and safety until we're gone from this world. But listen, you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in fear. If you know Jesus, you don't have to live in fear. Yeah, we got people out there, ISIS and all these other things that's trying to come against us, and they hate what we stand for and the freedoms that we enjoy. Let me tell you, take advantage of what God's give you. If you can pray, pray. If you don't know how to pray, ask God. He'll teach you how to pray. He'll teach you what to say. He don't want to hear elegant words. He wants to hear from the heart. Sudden destruction cometh upon them. We've suffered in America. We've suffered since we took Christ out of everything. They want to take Him out of the Pledge of Allegiance. They want to take Him out of music. They want to take Him out of school. They want to take Him out of society. They want to take Him out of our church. Leave us alone. Stand bold. If the rest of them's got the right to proclaim what they believe in with boldness and be proud of it, be proud you're a Christian. Amen. It doesn't say we're doormats. It doesn't say we have to take all the things of the world and tell us to be quiet, and we do so. We can serve humbly and still have boldness to proclaim Jesus. But ye brethren are not in darkness, and the day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Is your light shining? I know you hear me say that a lot. Is your light shining? But it's imperative as Christians that we are shining in this world of darkness, that people will see the light and come to Jesus. If your Christian life is dark, you're not putting out anything that's going to attract anyone. If a lighthouse's light goes out and is not shining, the ships are in danger of colliding with the reefs and things that's out in the ocean. So are people's lives in jeopardy of crashing upon the storms of the seas of life if your light's not shining to guide them to Jesus. You say, well, He's big enough, He can do it on His own. You got that right. What need does He have of me? When I got saved, He could have took me home and everything would have been fine. But He needed me for a mouthpiece. He needs you for a witness.
Whether it's singing, whether it's Sunday school teaching, whether it's standing and testifying, whatever it might be, witnessing to your friends, being a Christian in front of them. Bring them up to your level. Don't seek to theirs. Be a Christian. Not just act like one. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us watch and be sober. There's so many today that have fell asleep on Jesus. The disciples, when they went to the garden, He said, stay here just a little while. I'm going a little further to pray. Jesus went to pray, and He was in agony of praying because He knew what was facing Him. He knew the cup from which He must drink. And He was praying to the Father, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. He was still submissive to the will of the Father. What's His disciples do? Instead of watching for Him to come back and for His return, they fall asleep. They fall asleep. How many of us have fell asleep on Jesus? We've got steady. We've done our service, we thought and think, as we were younger, and we put in our time, and I'm just going to cruise until I'm through. I ain't seen where God needed cruisers. It ain't in the Bible. He said He needed witnesses to go out into the world, to proclaim Jesus. Well, that's the preacher's work. I ain't seen where that was only the preacher's work. It's everyone's work. It's been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ to tell others about Him, that we can share and share Jesus. But there's many that are asleep, and there are many that are drunken. Something terrible just passed in our county. I feel it's going to hurt us. They think it's going to bring in all these tourists and all this other stuff and this chain restaurant that's supposed to come in. I ain't never eaten no chains that were very good. But if that's going to draw them in because they can sell liquor now by the drink and all these other things, we don't need it. We don't need it. And I know I'm in a small minority in Allegheny County. So many think it's going to benefit us so many ways. There's so many other things that could have benefited us more that never was allowed either. Amen. Serving the devil's liquor is not going to help. Amen. For they that sleep in the night, they that be drunken are drunken in the night. They think they're hid. Their sins and transgressions not counted against them because they're in the dark. My friend, Jesus sees us whether we're in the light or in the dark. But we have slumbered and slept. We have not kept a sober watch. We have taken in the things of the world in our hearts, and we have held on to them greater than we have held on to Jesus. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet the hope of salvation. We're to be clad with the armor of God. He tells us in Ephesians about the armor of God. We need to have on every piece. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready to go and to march forward for God. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say by church membership. It doesn't say by what family you was born into. It doesn't say if your family was the founding fathers of the church. That's not what brings salvation. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we were awake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Whether we're alive or we're dead. In the Bible, a lot of times death was referred to as a sleep. But thank God I'm not going to sleep. My body is going to turn loose of who I am. And I'm going to heaven to be with my Heavenly Father and one day get a glorified body. Thank God I'm kicking off this one. It's got its problems. It's got defects. It's got metal in its ankle where it broke. It's got problems with its eyes and blood pressure and all them things. Cholesterol. And you know, you ever found out you take a pill for one thing, I got to give you a pill for something else? I tell you what, that's why I guess they call it practicing medicine. Thank God he got it right to start with. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. God doesn't want to be angry with His children. He's not appointed us. He don't want to stand over us and have to correct us. He doesn't want to be a teacher or a babysitter. You know, there's been a message that's come about the pacifiers of Christ or pacifiers in the church. God never let me finish that one yet. One day maybe He will. I guess I hadn't needed it. So He's not letting me finish it. He's given it to me in just bits and pieces. At other times, when He needs it preached, it'll be finished. God's toolbox is another one that He's been working on, but He's never finished. But thank God that we're not appointed under wrath because we're His children. He loves us. But obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should be together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Lift up each other. Your prayers, your words, your calls, good comments, encouragement, that's edifying one another, building each other up. If someone does a good job singing, tell them they did. They may not have thought they did. There's been times when I sung and I thought I made the biggest mess in the world. And people just crying, and I thought it was because of the way I sounded, and it was just touching their heart. It just touches their heart. Some of the most beautiful singing that I've ever heard was from the heart, and she wasn't on a note. One, she hit them every one, and wasn't none of them right in the place. But it was from her heart. If it touches you, let them know that, hey, God's used you. You may not have thought you'd done a good job, but God used you. And it was exactly what I needed. Someone that teaches a Sunday school class or teaches a Bible study one night. If you enjoy it, tell them. Encourage them. But to edify one another, lift up each other. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. That's the greatest thing Christians need today. In God's house, we need to be at peace with one another that we can serve God. If this side of the church won't speak to this side of the church, we're not in peace with God. We're not at peace with one another. If there's somebody in the church you can't shake hands with, you need to get things made right that you can so the church can be in peace. One person. One person is all it takes to upset the balance of what God's trying to do. Amen. One person. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient toward all men. Do we strive to do that? Have we warned them that are unruly? Or do we just shake our head and go on? Well, they're not bothering me right now. They're over there taking God's name in vain, but that's not bothering me. They ain't on me right now. I don't want to mess with them. Well, if we're taking God's name in vain, that should bother you. It should bother you to warn the unruly. We correct our children when they're unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Let me tell you, there's people out there that worry about everything, and if they ain't worried, they worry because they ain't got something to worry about. That's the feeble-minded. You say, Lord mercy, you just called me feeble-minded. Don't worry. You don't have to stay that way. God said, don't. He said, to comfort the feeble-minded. Listen, God's got it under control. It's all in His hand. There ain't nothing going to happen to you that God does not allow. God can't bring you through. You're all in His hand. Support the weak. Do you, those that's weak in faith, do you support them? I mean, we got people that are just new converts. We need to support and pray for and lift them up and encourage them and just keep on telling them, you know, keep coming. We really love to see you. Glad you're here. Keep telling the new converts just to keep going and keep striving to do what God's got in store for them and listen and grow with her, because you're not going to be like an older Christian. You're not going to get it all at once. You can't handle it. We got to grow and mature. You got to grow and mature in God and in His Word. Just because we're growing older don't mean we're getting mature. Just because you got gray hair don't mean you're mature in God. You know, I've heard a lot of people saying growing up's inevitable, or growing older's inevitable, growing up's an option. And I've seen a few of those folks. They've never grown up, never took responsibility. Be patient toward all men. Sometimes that's hard. When you're sitting in traffic and they've got it stopped. When you're behind somebody that's going 20 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone and there's no way to pass. When a policeman's writing you a ticket because you were speeding and you was guilty. Be patient with him. He's just doing his job. When the preacher's getting on your toes, it's not his fault. But be patient toward all men. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes we want to step before God. Sometimes things need to be handled and taken care of. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. That right there takes out that getting even with people. Besides all the other verses that's in God's Word. How much better are we if we are Christians and we render evil for evil to someone? We're not a very good witness. We're not a very good witness. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. When's the last time you really rejoiced? Now, sometimes little Olivia, she really rejoices, especially when she sees her Mimi. She gets excited, she can't hardly walk. Taking off trying to run and get to her. Papa, not so much that way. Sometimes she is. When we're eating apples, she really loves Papa. When we're eating apples. She got in my apples, she's been eating them right out of the box. But rejoice. Rejoice. And it don't have to be no pew clearing, ear busting shouting. You can rejoice by shedding a tear. By just thanking God. And you can rejoice in your heart. Now when you really get to rejoicing, you can't hide it. It's going to come out somewhere. Some way it will come out. Pray without ceasing. Who's guilty of that? A lot of times, praying without ceasing, we're not guilty of. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do we give thanks? Heard a guy one time, he mashed his finger. He says, "Thank you, Lord, I had a finger to mash." That's a different response than what most of the time it is. It's hard to think that way when your fingers are throbbing and every time your heart beats, it feels like it's three times bigger than what it is. But he's very true. And everything give thanks. Quench not the Spirit. How many times do we throw a wet blanket on God's Spirit when we start being moved, that we push it back and shove it back and try to contain it, that we don't show out that we are feeling something from God? Many times I'm afraid that we quench the Spirit. We don't let it move. Now I've seen people work themselves up, almost hyperventilate, trying to work up the Spirit. You can go to extremes on both ends. Do I always feel the Spirit every day move me in that kind of way that I get happy and shed a tear? I can tell you no. No, because I'm human. I have my problems. I have my faults. I have my failures. And I'm not always in contact with God like I ought to be. Because I'm just like you, flesh and blood. But God doesn't quit loving me. He don't quit loving you when you're having a bad day. He loves you the more. He wants to help you. But quench not the Spirit. Let God's Spirit move. Despise not prophesying. As many people say, you don't have no new revelation from God. I don't need any new revelation from God. I've got His Word. I've got all the prophesying that needs to be said. The good news that I'm sharing with others. He doesn't have to give me a new revelation. There's none needed. They're all in His book. He's not going to change it. If He gave me a revelation today that was against what He's already said, try the spirits to make sure they're of God. Because He's not going to change. He's not going to give us the commandment that's contrary to His Word. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Wait a minute, back up to 21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. We need to get back to the old paths of the good things and hold on to them. Not accept all this newfangled stuff that's coming along. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can take care of every part of our being. Preserved by Him. Preserved blameless. Now let me tell you, in this flesh, I'm not blameless. But my soul is. My soul is the property of God. And it was covered by His blood. It made white as snow one day. Now, Brad has made mistakes. And he'll be the first to tell you that. You have too. It might not be as easy for you to say. But we've all made mistakes. We've all failed. We've all sinned. Just cut it to the chase. But we have one that's preserved us. Blameless. Sanctified. Set aside. Sealed to the day of redemption. Until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. All right. He's true to His Word. When God said it, that binds it. When Jesus spoke it, that binded it. Or bound it. I don't know which one's proper English on that. Bound sounds better. But it settled it. It's more ironclad than any contract you could sign. Jesus said, I loved you, gave my life for you. My life's blood is sufficient to pay your sin debt. He's not had to add anything, not took anything away. It's still sufficient for today. Faithful is He that calleth you. He's faithful. Are we as faithful to God as He is to us? Well, that's a hard question to answer, isn't it? Maybe it's hard for us to admit. It's not hard to answer. Brethren, pray for us. And that's something we need to do. Told them in the back I had covered the whole church. We was talking about people sick. Prayed for the whole church. Call out specific people that are sick. Some said they had different sicknesses than others. I said that's why I just pray for the sick. I try not to point out which diseases that they have. One made mention it might be mental. I think we all got a little bit of that. We could all use help in that department sometimes. Brethren, pray for us. Do you pray for one another? It's important. It's important. Can you imagine the light? Since they've come out with these LEDs, you know, and they got them LED lights, they got them little single little diodes in there and how they light up. Just imagine if we was an incandescent bulb and all of a sudden now we've changed the LEDs and put us all together, how bright our light would shine. How bright our light would shine for Christ. This is a lighthouse. But let me tell you, the light needs to go out into your communities, to your families, to the people that's lost, to your workplaces. Don't be afraid to stand up for God. Because He wasn't afraid to die for you. Greet all brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And that's what we've done today. We've read this. We need to put it in practice. We need to strive that when God's moving in our heart, whether we feel good or not, to let Him move, let Him work, let the Spirit go. When someone's testifying of God's pouring their Spirit, His Spirit out on them, don't sit there and wish they'd be quiet. Let God work. There's someone else that might need Him. If you don't, you will sometime. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And I'm thankful that God's grace follows me daily and goes with me daily. I'm glad His mercy is renewed each morning, that it's afresh and anew for the day, that we don't have to worry about the evils of this day.
God's got them in control if we'll trust Him. Now, if you want to worry about everything and you want to get ulcers and you won't do all these things, you go right ahead. God will give you the free will to do it. But you don't have to. He said, I've got it. Surrender it to me. Surrender it to me. You don't have to go through it alone. And you're not the only one that's ever had these feelings. Everybody has at some point in time. Everybody has had struggles. Everybody has had hardship. And if you've not, you're going to. So be prepared. If you're serving God and you're standing upon the Word of Christ, you will have hardship because Satan can't stand it. God's got it under control. He said, put on your armor. Face each day. Hold on to that that's good. Quench not the Spirit. Teach those things that are good. And I've got it in control. Friend, you're here this morning and you're lost and undone without Jesus. He wants to save you. If He's been squeezing on your heart and it feels like it's about to bust inside your chest and you figure everybody in the place knows your heart's beating that hard, that's the convicting power of God. If you've been sitting there listening to the Word being preached and your tears have poured and you've not really heard what I've said but you've talked to God the whole time, that's His convicting power. That's the way it was with me. I can't tell you what the preacher preached. The night I was saved, I just know Jesus was talking to me and told me that was my night. That I needed to surrender and come to Him. And also during that time, it was like it was just let down from heaven that He wouldn't always deal with my heart that way. He'd been dealing with me for a long time and I hadn't surrendered. 17 years of age, you say, well, you know, that was really young. God only said He had to deal with our heart one time. He'll fulfill His commitment. When God comes and knocks at your heart, it's time to come to Him. It's very scary to put it off because He may never pass that way again. Most of the time He does. But you can go so far. He says, I'm done. Friend, don't let that happen. Come to Jesus. As they get a song prepared to play, everyone stand to your feet, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, no one looking across the congregation this morning. You're here and Jesus is dealing with your heart. You know you're lost and undone without Him. You know you need to be saved. Friend, would you raise that hand? Say, preacher, pray for me. I'm lost and undone without Jesus and I need to be saved. It won't save you, but it'll be the first step admitting that you need someone. His name's Jesus. Would you lift that hand high? You're here today. You're not saved. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to save you. Christians, there's not a hand went up. Maybe you've got a need this morning. It's on your heart. I'm not going to try to name them. Just come on to the altar. If God's dealing with your heart, come leave it at the altar. It's the best place I know. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He can take sickness away. He can take financial burdens away. He can help show you where there's light when it seems like there's darkness. God can if you'll trust Him. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come and surrender to Him this morning? Will you be obedient? Maybe someone you know that's lost needs to be saved. Will you come call their name out before the Lord this morning? May be seated. No further movement seen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, dear God, and we ask for the encouragement of Your Word. That we edify one another and build each other up, encourage each other, dear God. Strengthen those that are weak, dear God. And dear Heavenly Father, comfort those feeble-minded, dear God, and to draw our strength from You. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for this day. We thank You for the ability to be able to read Your Word, dear God, without persecution, without judgment, dear God. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that there are many today that says there is no God and don't believe in Jesus. But they get so offended in something they don't believe in. God, if they would just turn their heart to You, what a great Christian they could be when they have someone to believe in. God, I just thank You that You saved me at an early age. Dear God, and for what You've put us into in the work. And dear God, we just thank You that one day that I'll get to quit preaching, but we'll go on singing in that heavenly choir.
God, we thank you for everyone that's come this morning, dear God. We pray that they have made themselves at home in church, dear God, with your people. And dear God, we just thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Remember all the requests that's been made for those that are sick, these that are on the altar this morning, praying, dear God, whatever their needs might be, dear God, we pray that you would answer according to thy will. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, for this beautiful place that you've given us to worship you this side of eternity, dear God. And may it be a light station, dear God, shining out into New Hope, Sparta, Piney Creek, Laurel Springs, and surrounding areas. Dear God, that our outreach may even extend further than our borders. Dear God, that you would enlarge us. Dear God, that we may reach others elsewhere for the love of God. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.